Everybody ready to party tonight? We're going to have a good time. What a beautiful setting. Thanks a lot. Come all you rounders if you wanna hear the story of a brave young engineer. Casey Jones was that driver's name. On an iron horse he made his fame. It was early one morning, come a drizzling rain. Around the curve spied a passenger train, and behind the wheel was old baseball playing Jones. He's a noble engineer, soon dead and gone. Casey's wife, she got the news. She was sitting on her bedside, lacing up her shoes. The kid said, "Mama, oh mama, how can it be? Daddy, he got killed on that old IC." They said Casey screamed right before he died, "There's one last rail that I'd long to ride, and the people all wonder which one it might be. Was it the L&N or the Santa Fe? Or the Santa Fe? Or the Santa Fe? Was it the L&N or the Santa Fe? Pick one." "Okay." If you want to get the rabbit out to L-O-G, you got to make you a commotion like a D-O-G. If you want to get to heaven when you D-I-E, you got to put on your vest. I forgot my T-I-E. Yeah, my T-I-E, my T-I-E. I should have remembered to put on my T-I-E. Casey Jones for you, a Western Kentucky folk song, one of our heroes here from Western Kentucky, from Fulton. I'll do you one I learned from the great Mack Wiseman. We got any Mack Wiseman fans out there? "Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder, do they miss me when I'm gone? Well, I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. You can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of bluegrass green. You can almost hear him cry as he kissed the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. Just a village and a homestead on a farm, and a tender, loving mother with two arms. A mother's love that's true, and a sweetheart that loves you. Just a tender little village and a farm. You can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see them fields of bluegrass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I send that out to my mom and dad listening on the radio in Grahamville, Kentucky. Yeah. Boy, I about shed a tear there. Man, those tunes will get to you, won't they? Yeah. Mack Wiseman. He's a great. Well, I'm from Paducah. We got any Paducah folks out there? A couple. Okay. And we're close to Kentucky Lake, and I like that lake life. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, y'all like that lake life too, don't you? Yeah. I see all these Salt Life stickers and I'm like, you know, we're in Kentucky. Ain't like a, I don't know, brown water life or something. First time I saw her, we were 17. She was everything poor boy like me ever dreamed of. They said country love was strong stuff. It's a dangerous thing. I was down there in my John boat. She was up there on the bluff. She had her hair shining in the summer sun. Man, I knew I was in love. Freckles danced beneath her eyes, and I saw her smile as she took to flight. She went kicking and screaming. We were just kids down by the bay, where the summer breeze hit, and it was off of the rope swing and into the air. Splash went the girl with the daisies in her hair. Well, we swam up to the bank. She waved me aside. I pulled my boat up on the shore and up the bluff we climbed. Yeah, we gonna have us a good time. Her hand in mine as we took to fly. We went kicking and screaming. We were just kids down by the bay, summer breeze hit, and it was off of the rope swing and into the air. Splash went a girl with the daisies in her hair. They said beauty's just another word for things you can't describe. And the same went for her. In her two eyes, she could look down on the bare dirt and make a flower grow. But the last time I saw her, we didn't even speak. She had silver tip boots on both of her feet, walking backwards in the moonlight. But there was a time when we were flying. Yeah, kicking and screaming. But we were just kids way down on Sugar Bay, where the old folks them, and it's off of the rope swing and into the air. Splash went the girl with the daisies in her hair. Oh yeah, all right, take it easy, baby, make it last all. She was an American.
Ay, 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 ay!
Good job, everybody. I didn't know I was going to pay you guys. I keep looking for my guitar tech to tune my instruments. If you're looking for a gig, I can pay you in hot beer and veggie trays. You can sleep on the floor with me if you want our next gig. Well, my next gig is this week. I'll be playing on the Queen of the Mississippi with my buddies in the Wheelhouse Rousters. We get to go out and play on the rivers, the beautiful, beautiful Ohio, like we have here, Owensboro, Ohio. Owensboro and Paducah remind me a lot of each other. They're beautiful river towns. We got the Quilt Museum in Paducah. That's right, y'all got the Bluegrass Museum here. One thing that you all could have that we don't is a banjo Ferris wheel. Now listen, I'd gladly put down this banjo right now and go pay $30 to ride on a banjo Ferris wheel. That's right. Get it done, people. Oh, I don't know. If you're into Ferris wheel banjos and things in the Bluegrass Museum, I'll tell you what you can do. You can help support great causes like this and make a fine donation to the Bluegrass Museum today and keep this place going, because it's amazing what y'all have done here. I'm honored to be here with y'all tonight. Tennessee River meets the Ohio. I want to put down this old banjo and swing my pretty girl down the float. Down on the river on a Saturday night, on a Saturday night, and we're feeling right. Raise your voice up to the Lord on a Sunday morning, up to the Lord. Stoke the fire, don't you take too long, as the good old days will soon be gone. The good old days will soon be gone. Stoke the fire, don't you take too long. We're going way down low, where the waters flow back to Upper Duke. Chicken, it's the best old meat to get them tapping their feet. All the pretty girls are licking their lips, shaking their hips, and they're licking their lips. When the moon is riding the Kentucky, oh Lord, the Kentucky, take the river road to the cypress trees, the Cumberland, the Tennessee, the Ohio, and the Mississippi. Grab your fishing pole and let's all go back to Upper Duke. So when the moon is right on the ancient mounds, across the river on the ancient mounds, all you boys call all your gals and lay your quilts down on the ground. No matter where I go, there's always a home back in old Paducah. Yeah, I didn't know y'all liked Paducah so much. I set that up like it was gonna be an Owensboro song, see? I tricked you. I tricked you. I won't do it anymore. I'll do an Owensboro song for you later. How about that? I don't have to if you don't like Owensboro. I don't. Well. Y'all don't want to hear this banjo anymore, probably, anyway.
Oh, come on, man.
No? Well, in a minute, maybe. I ain't got much time here to be with y'all, unfortunately. I could talk all night, and that's not what y'all came here to hear me do, so. You know, driving up here today, I was thinking about all our rich musical history from this area. We drove in on, is it 431? Man, the corn out there, golly. I thought our corn back home in far western Kentucky was doing good, but farmers are doing good out there on 431. But I was thinking about Monroe, and I was thinking about Merle Travis. And I was thinking about Mose Rager, Ike Everly, and Kennedy Jones, and the Penningtons, J.T. Oglesby. Yeah. So I figure I'll do this one for you. Because, you know, Monroe learned a little bit of something from a guy named Arnold Schultz, and so did Kennedy Jones, I believe. So there's a deep connection there with the blues. Y'all like the blues? We're down in old Kentucky, there's a fella mighty lucky, by way he makes a guitar moan. He's hanging around picking at the old country store, scratching like a chicken, scratching for corn, and every gal in the county, they all gather around him, cause he's got that rhythm in his drag. Feet stop moving to the shoveling drag, every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag, it makes a moaning tone. It makes them wiggle and groan. Well, when he gets to picking and a plucking the strings, he can make a deacon do the bucking wing. Oh, the fat and the skinny, we all stop to shimmy. Our heads stop to wiggle and wag. Feet stop moving, do the shoveling drag every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. Kentucky, Abraham. Can I get an amen for Western Kentucky out there? That's right. That's right. You guys are lively this evening. I'm thankful to be here with my beautiful family. My wife and my daughter and my son are out there. And last night, I heard my daughter say that. Yeah, that's right. I'm blessed. I'm very blessed to have them. I heard my daughter say last night that Daddy's always either gone or playing on a riverboat, and I thought, man, that's the life, right? River life. So I'll send this one out to my son and my daughter and my wife. This is one I wrote back in Hillsboro, Missouri. Yeah, I lived in Missouri for a while. Don't hold that against me. As I jumped off that river train, I heard that conductor turn and say, don't get caught down here picking daisies and then he blew away. I took three last steps as a free man, saw her there with the head in her hand. She had big eyelashes sitting behind that candy stand. She said, I'm sassy, molassy. I slang that deep old candy to all the little boys. Do you think you want a piece? I said, indeed. She said, $2 bills won't buy my love. No, my dear, that ain't enough. My jelly beans and my licorice, they're the real stuff. And I declare I blush. She pulled that taffy, my suspenders popped. Her lollipops made my heart drop right down to the floor of a sweet shop. She said, I'm sassy, molassy. I slang that deep old candy to all the little boys. Do you think you want a piece? Maybe two or three, I said. She had me down on my knees. My sweet tooth was begging please for her sweet love. I don't care about no cavities. You better give it to me. I said, sassy, molassy, you slang that deep old candy, and I'm the man who's gonna get me a piece. I don't want nothing that'll melt away but a big old slice of forever, and maybe one for another day. Well, you can keep your mountain girls, I got me a river bottom queen. You know what I'm talking about, a train depot. She got the real thing, my sassy, sassy molassy. She got the real thing, my sassy. Sassy molassy. Yeah, that's one off my first album, Two Catfish and a Bluegill. I got some of those for sale out there tonight. Not Two Catfish and a Bluegill, but if you go down here to the river, you can probably get some of those too. I do have some CDs for sale, and if you purchase any of my merchandise tonight, I'm going to donate all that money to the Bluegrass Museum. So get out there and see me. We're running a special tonight, one for 10 or two for 20 or three for 30 on CDs. That is a deal, don't you think? I spent a number of years traveling around in a white freight liner and got to see a lot of the country, had a good time, and went all across the nation. I'm fortunate to see the sunrise over the Blue Ridge Mountains a couple of times, Crater Lake. And this is one that I wrote somewhere down the road there, thinking about home and what it would be like to be a middle-aged hippie living in Granville, Kentucky, with chickens and a dog and a cat. And here I am. I've done good for myself. Yeah. So this is one for my old buddy Sedona, who passed away a number of years ago chasing the foxes off. Y'all know about that? Anybody have any fox or coyote problems out in the country around here, out there in radio world? Better watch out. I'll be trying to get my chickens. I got a little woman, don't mess with me. She's sweet as molasses on a honeybee. She's a pistol packing mama, don't waste your time on me. She'll wiggle and she'll jiggle all night long. Right now she's a dancing all alone, and I'm out here in this slough looking around for you. And I'm gonna look for you, you gonna look for me. Creeping around in the middle of the night, creeping around and some ain't right. And I'm going in the kitchen, I'm gonna put some coffee on. Oh, fox in the chicken coop, he come back again. I got holes in my wallet, holes in my shoes. I lost all my money and I've walked the blues. Lost all of my money, walked them soles off my shoes. I've called down the creek and the gravel road. I howled to mama, said I'm coming home. But then I saw you underneath that full moon. And I'm gonna look for you, you gonna look for me. Creeping around in the middle of the night, creeping around in some mean ride. And I'm going in the kitchen, I'm gonna flip my headlamp on. Oh Lord, fox in the chicken coop, he come back again. This old guitar's got plenty of scars. My pa found it in my grandma's barn. It's a hard-working guitar, it's got plenty of scars. And I know you got your fiddle and your bow, but you're a sneaky devil and I told you so. Don't you come around here no more. I know what you're looking for, and I'm gonna look for you, you gonna look for me. Creeping around in the middle of the night, creeping around in some mean ride. And I'm going in the kitchen, I'm gonna pick to the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Fox in the chicken coop, he come back again.
Woo! Yeah. How we doing on time here? Good, you're doing good. Okay, awesome. Well, I told you I'd do a song about Owensboro. That's all right. Y'all don't get excited about Owensboro. It's a good place to be. They allow drinks in here? How about a team drink, everybody? We're all batting for the same team. Peace, love, and happiness. Cheers. All you folks out there in radio land, I'm drinking coffee, so. Spent a number of days here in Owensboro as a adult and as a child, and now all those in between. I think I spent some time at the boiler room. I can't really remember all of that. Yeah, I've been to the Big E a bunch when the Big E was here. I went, played a number of bluegrass festivals that y'all had here. And I don't know the names of those festivals, but one of them I remember, Bon of the Mash was playing, and J.D. Crow and the New South were here. Y'all like J.D. Crow? Yeah, I'm gonna butcher this banjo for Crow. But I don't know if y'all remember the Big E, but they had like buffet-style eating in one of the places. That, y'all remember this? And man, let me just say, J.D. Crow can eat some frog legs. if you want to know the secret to J.D. Crowe's banjo playing, I personally, from witnessing this, think that it's a healthy supply of frog legs in your diet. I don't know if there's a company out there that sells frog legs, but they should get Crowe to endorse them. They really should. I do love Owensboro. And this is one off of the Woohouse Rousers' last album that I penned. I don't know what that is. Got a little buzz going on my banjo. There's a little town in the hills of West Kentucky where I once roamed when I was in my teens, with a tall hickory's down on Yellow Creek. Keep rolling through my memory. Down in the old Kentucky hills, down where the Ohio River flows, I'm a-going back real soon by the light of the moon. Yeah, oh, back to Owensboro. Been all around God's great country, stood on that old Woodford stage. I followed a rainbow till she ends, but I can tell you, my friend, I'm longing for those old summer days down in them old Kentucky hills, down where the Ohio River flows. Going back real soon by the light of the moon. Oh, Owensboro. I'm going back real soon by the light of the moon. I'm gonna get on back to Owensboro. Yeah. Sorry about that bass, wrong gig. Gonna have to change up my plans here. I got a buzz on my instrument instead of on me. Well, I hope I got time for two more. Is that all right? Yeah? Maybe. Got Ian Noh coming up here next, and we're gonna have a good time, but I wanna sing you one or two more here, if that's all right with everybody. This one here is a gospel number, if it's okay. Yeah, I like to do a gospel number and pay my dues here. This is a song I penned down in the bottoms. Y'all got bottomland around here? Yeah. You know, that's a funny thing about Kentucky. We think about Kentucky and mountain music and the hills, but you forget about the bottoms. And I'm a river hobbit and proud of it. And if any of y'all are out there that'd like to join me, feel free to come on out. Be proud of river hobbitism. Way down in the bottoms, the wind once told me of the great spirit's tears, how they washed to the sea. It was early in the year when the rains fell down and the rivers all rose and flooded the ground, and the sloughs filled up. Folks ran to the hills, left me and my people tending to the fields, and we all sang, come along, you children, children of the Lord. Backwaters on the rise, you better get on board.
Then the Lord's FL brought the big mud, driftwood and debris, lying in the backwoods, but trials and troubles soon washed away, and the summer breeze blew in better days, till the sun baked down and cracked that old sod, and the autumn winds blew, and the guilty found God, till the sleet and the snow lit on the country, yes, sheathed in contempt and bound to believe. And we all sing, come along, you children, children of the Lord. Backwaters on the rise, you better get on board. Well, the preacher's gonna preach, and the sinner's gonna sin, baptizing in the slough while the backwater rolls in, and the sun sets red on the delta bringing night. They'll bury their heads in the cypress and cry, way down on their knees, praying up high. Come along, you children of the Lord. Backwaters on the rise, you better get on board. Come along, you children of the Lord.
That's right. Don't let that backwater rise up on you. You get out there and get on board that big boat. Well, I'll leave you with one here. Thanks a lot again. Thanks to the Lost River Sessions. Thanks to the Bluegrass Museum and Chris. It was an honor to pick with you today, brother. I appreciate that time together that we had. You know, that's the amazing thing about music as a language. It brings people together like us here tonight. We're one big family in this room, right? And you can, bluegrass music in particular, everyone wants to get together and pick. And if you play an instrument or sing out there, raise your voice, say amen or something. Let me hear you. That's right. Raise it up. What do I do? Oh, well, you can meet me after the show out here. I'll be telling big stories about catfishing and, all kinds of stuff. I gotta say, in my travels, Owensboro has held a special place that I haven't talked about yet in your festival game. And I got to say that the barbecue festival here that I came to in 1999 was a face melter. I mean, I felt like I had learned a lot about life, but it was a cultural experience that y'all put on here, and I went back to Paducah, and by golly, if Paducah didn't start a barbecue festival that year, and now we have two cultural experiences in Western Kentucky where not only can you get good barbecue, but man, you can watch the people come out of the woodwork that you didn't even know existed, including myself. All the River Hobbits come out for barbecue, do you know it? Barbecue chicken, woo boy. But I've been to a lot of other good festivals over the years. I've been to, Paducah has the Quilt Festival. What's so funny about quilts, man? Quilts are cool. I've been in Flip in Arkansas, they have this thing called Turkey Trot. Y'all ever heard of Turkey Trot? Oh, you think we got backward stuff around here. In Flip in Arkansas, they drop live turkeys out of an airplane and people try to catch them at this festival. Now, if you think I'm making this up, get on the internet. There's a picture of me and Forrest Wood taken at this festival while they're dropping turkeys. And you got kids trying to catch these live turkeys. And once they catch them, I mean, if you had caught a turkey when you was a little kid, would you know what to do with it? My wife's like, I caught a turkey and he's on stage right now. Shut up and play. In Marshall County, Kentucky, they got Tater Day. Anybody ever been to Tater Day? Golly! Man, I'm with my people out here tonight. I feel good. But here in Owensboro, you all have created something special. The River of Music Party. And I've been fortunate enough to attend it a couple of times. Man, I know I can tune this guitar, I promise, if I just shut up for a second. And it's gotten better and better every year. And this year, who was at Romp this year? Yeah, that was a good time. I saw the Wood Brothers. Mind blown. What a band the Wood Brothers were. I saw Jason Carter play the fiddle with the Del McCurry Band. Can I get an amen for Jason Carter on the fiddle? I saw the Traveling McCurrys with Kyle Tuttle on banjo. Man, that was great. That was great. That's going to have to do. So I'll leave you with this one and quit rambling out there. I'm sorry. Boy, I hit you hard with that, didn't I? Sorry. Right in the face, melted off. I told my boss I was leaving. I needed a couple week break. She said, don't worry about coming back. And I thought, you know what? That sounds great. Cause there's a freedom we get from the spring to the fall. I quit paying rent, I'm going to the festival. Well, I saved all my money up for over a year. Gonna see my favorite band and dance real weird. I bought me a ticket and I hit the highway. Met up with the family, gonna escape reality. That's family with a PH. Get it? But there was a 3-hour line to the entrance gate. Security guard smiled and said, sorry for the wait. He had long hair and sandals, would wave us on through. He said, pick up the trash and avoid the festival blues. Festival blues. Well, inside the fence, there were sights untold. My eyes filled with love at all the hippies that lined the road. It was a tie-dyed sea of patchwork clothes, glow sticks, fireworks, and the big light show. So I set up my tent there on the side of a hill. It wasn't the best of spots, but it was by my buddy Phil. It was a 20-minute hike from there to the stage. We walked it 52 times on the very first day. My feet hurt. And I got the festival blues already. There was bluegrass and rap and jazz and country, jam band, funk, old time, rock and roll, gospel and western swing. It was just me and my cooler, Phil and his stash. We both had poison ivy, we was both out of cash. Which was a bummer, cause I wanted a souvenir to mend things with the old boss. Maybe a poster or a spiritual rock, some Nag Champi patchouli or a good old moon ring, or maybe a t-shirt that said, hey baby, I'm living the dream at the festival. And you got the blues because you're still at work. There was a mountain there made of recycled dreams. Some freak sitting up top screaming, keep the vibe clean. He was was naked and sunburnt, but smiling ear to ear. I offered him some water. He said, "No, thanks, man. I got these beers." And there was hot air balloons, and the Ferris wheel went zoom. I bathed in a pool of mud with a bunch of baboons. Caught a session backstage with Billy Strings and his band, and a dollar grilled cheese from some hippies in a van. And one was a barefoot dreddy mama, screaming free high fives and hugs. She had a hula hoop for a halo, and I fell down in love with her tattoo butterflies and the flowers in her hair. I tried to get a free high five, but her and Phil had disappeared, and they was making out at the festival, and I got the blues again. Well, it's 2 a.m, I'm strumming my guitar. The jam's always going here by the campfire. I caught a ride in a golf cart and we screamed through the lot, throwing up the doo-doo from the Johnny on the spot. Now I'm heading to the tent, you know, I think I'll drink one more oatmeal stout. I found Phil the hula hooper and the security guard all passed out. And I searched for the moments between the night and the day, but the dew was too heavy on my old sleeping bag. I heard the drum circles and the didgeridoos. Here comes the sun, I got the festival blues.